This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 352 for Monday, April 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed on Monday, with activity thin and choppy as prices remained stuck in a rather narrow trading range. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar. The May contract down 90 cents at $455.40 per ton. New crop November, it's up 20 cents at $475.20. Gains in Chicago soybeans and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar did provide some support throughout today, while losses in soy oil tempered any upside potential. Trade tensions with China also remained a bearish influence in the market. Statistics Canada releases its first acreage estimates of the year next week Wednesday, and positioning ahead of that report was starting to be seen. Traders generally expect the canola area to be down from the 22.8 million acres seeded last year, but the extent of that decline remains to be seen. Soybean futures there a bit stronger, with the May contract up 3 cents at $8.99 per bushel. The National Oilseed Processors Association monthly report showed a total of 170 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the U.S. in March. That beat expectations and marked the second largest total for the month on record. The data did show a high oil content and lower meal yield, with the resulting strength in soy meal helping take beans up as well, although soy oil was lower. The USDA did report a private export sale of 140,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Uncertainty over U.S.-China trade relations did remain a bearish influence in the background, with investors still waiting for some clearer signals on the trade front. Corn futures, they're stronger. The May contract up 2 cents at $3.63 per bushel. Friday's Commitment of Traders report showed funds were holding a record large short position in corn that left the market open to some short covering to start the week. Seeding delays across parts of the Midwest were also supportive. Wheat futures there ended mixed, with most months lower. The May contract in Chicago down 5 cents at $4.59 per bushel. Kansas City May wheat down 7 cents at $4.27 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat, though, it's up a quarter cent at the final bell in the May contract at 531.5. Large world supplies and the fact the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities did weigh on wheat prices, but the slow start to spring wheat seeding in the northern states helped underpin the Minneapolis futures. Meanwhile, crop conditions for winter wheat are generally thought to be favorable. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, April 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.